What's on stages this week? A comedy about inheritance, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, opens on Thursday, and many other great shows continue their run, including a musical that tells Liza Minnelli's life story, and a play about a nun and a college dropout who connect while volunteering at a soup kitchen. If you can name this play and where it's playing, email me at smars@artslandia.com, and I'll set you up with some ticket vouchers for the run. Portland Art Museum will offer an amazing 7 special gallery tours within the next week, including their popular $5 after 5 p.m. deal. For details, visit the Artslandia events calendar and sign up for our weekly events newsletter on artslandia.com. Adventures in Artslandia. I am sitting next to Sarah Slipper, Northwest Dance Project Artistic Director, and I was reading, I think it was an Artslandia, matter of fact, about all the things that you have been doing these last few months, and I thought it would be great to have a chance to talk to you about all that stuff, because you just came back from an incredible run of some new work in New York. Tell us all about that and your collaboration with Whitebird and everything that's going on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for talking with me today. And the company, we've been on a real, real exciting run. It's been a tremendous year for the company. And in January, mm-hmm. we were invited to perform as part of the American platform at the Joyce Theater in New York, which is for is the biggest, really, well-known contemporary dance house in the country, because it is based in New York. And the American platform was set up with the Joyce Theater and locally Paul and Walter of Whitebird here. And they acted as the curators for these performances given in January. And their idea was really to show a broad base of what is currently going on across America in contemporary dance. And so they had 8 companies perform over this course of this week at the Joyce, and Northwest Dance Project was selected to represent Portland and the Northwest. So, and I have to say, they had 2 companies on each program, and we presented our resident choreographer, Isan Rustin's work, E-Down, mm-hmm. on the show. And basically, I like to say the company killed it. And it was fantastic. The piece was so well received. We got a bravissimo during the piece when it was going on, particularly after a major duet. We were first on the show, and the company got a standing ovation mid-show, which was tremendous. And just the buzz that the company created, it was so awesome for us, mm-hmm. and so awesome for the company. And perhaps also importantly, it was New York, mm-hmm. so audiences saw us in New York, and also it's right during the biggest presenters conference that the world, it all descends on New York City, and we had so many presenters from around the world in the audience, and we could feel it. Our agent, who is based in Europe. Yeah, she's German-based. Mm-hmm. she's German, and I always think she's very stoic and very... But I've never seen her more animated. And mm-hmm. so it was just, we had this great response to the work, to the company. There were fellow artists in the shows, and so it did... It really kicked off our year. And out of that, we got a performance down in Houston. We've been to Salt Lake, the company. We had our big shows recently here in the city, our Louder Than Words shows. Mm-hmm. And, we had a premiere by Isan as well. Mm-hmm. And I had a work of mine that we've done a lot internationally. We revised that. And I just feel right now the company, and we can't put a pinpoint on it. But I think the company is just exploding all over the world, and we're hearing this, and we've had a really exciting trajectory mm-hmm. This season.
It's so exciting, and I am a real dance fan, and I wonder, when you watched other groups performing in New York, were you seeing some interesting thematic thrusts for the work, or were there things that you as a choreographer and artistic director were noticing that are kind of through lines right now? What is the dance world responding to?
It's interesting because the platform that Paul and Walter, they did it regionally, and they also had they had a region from Northwest, and they really took two companies. They tried to take an established company and an emerging company, so there were new voices. Most of them, you know, I had a good feel for because we know a lot as well. But it was good to. I think there's something about seeing companies. It's almost like a festival format, and I think there's an excitement even within the artists. Seeing, I think, not necessarily did I see it at the American platform, but I'm seeing generally an integration of, what I want to say, there's some political things that are getting integrated and, you know, pushed out through creative work. I think what I'm seeing changing in the world, we're going back to some narrative instead of abstract topics. Like, we're starting to see perhaps an interest in contemporary dance. We always think of that maybe with ballet or the big story ballet, but I'm actually seeing more narrative thread running in contemporary dance, which is usually always dealt with sort of much more abstract topics. Mm-hmm. I think I could say maybe that's a little bit of a trend that I'm starting to notice. I've always been interested in narrative, but mm-hmm. then I maybe think I've been out of sync because I don't necessarily always do. So maybe I think I'm coming back into style. I don't know, or maybe coming back into current.
You know? When you start to choreograph something from scratch, and what comes first, the chicken or the egg? I mean, do you get a commission, or do you get inspired and you think, I want to try to put this dance on so-and-so, and you have an incredible core of dancers, so I can imagine you'd be inspired by every single one of them.
I am, and I think that's... what is maybe the great advantage that I have as the director who also slash choreographs is I know the possibilities of this group of artists that we have together. And so in one way, it gives me a home court advantage that I can play off their personalities, their physicality, their dynamics, their techniques, obviously their personalities. And so I have a real sort of, it's like having a real knowledge of your paints that you can work with and your, but also their souls. I'm currently trying to explore upcoming set of shows. I'm looking at Virginia Woolf, and I'm very inspired by her writing, and I'm going to I'm inspired by Mrs. Dalloway, one of her famous novels, and I am, maybe it's a stream of consciousness, so it's not like a literal narrative, but I thought it would be, I'm interested in it, and it was perfect for our summer shows. Because after all, Mrs. Dalloway happens one day in June, interestingly. So we thought we've got June performances, great place to put it on.
Oh, that's lovely.
So I'm in the process of going into a huge creation period. And then I think, you know, I look at other choreographers we invite because, you know, we have such a vast and distinct different voices. And I think one of the big advantages to inviting choreographers is that they come in and they have this incredible, you know, company of artists to work with. It's always exciting, and often, you know, that collaboration of creative voice and creative artists really produces something very exciting. And so usually they just say yes no matter what because they want to come in. And then it's interesting to see when you say the chicken and egg, some people have the ideas. And some of them don't. They come in with a clean plate, and they almost develop their ideas on the spot. It's really interesting. It's very different, and so I can't say exactly this. What this choreographer speaks to this, and some don't know. Right. And they trust their confidence to come in and work, and maybe they have the music, and maybe they don't. You know, and then other choreographers know exactly what they want to do. Mm-hmm. They know they're going to go from A to B, and they have their music selected. They have a plan of action. It's always fascinating.
It's funny because the creative process is beautiful and there are so many ways to participate in it. Same with theater.
Yep.
You know, different people come into it in a different way, and it's if you are able to open up your mind to what's coming at you. It's really exciting.
And it that's why I love the process. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it's not even my own process, I find in some ways it probably the most exciting part to be sort of, you know, that fly on the wall that gets to watch it all the time. And I think perhaps what's so tremendous about Northwest Dance Project is we do so much new work, because that's all, I mean, everything is created on us. Mm-hmm. Every work that you see is created on us. So the artists are so knowledgeable and open to different ways of working, and they go on the journey. And I think that's the brilliance, is it's like speaking a lot of languages. Mm-hmm. The more you speak, the more you can pick up quite easily. Mm-hmm. And so they're very proficient and maybe also very open, and they can make themselves very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And I think that's quite special about them.
Agree.
You know, that you're ready to go on this journey.
Super trust.
Yeah, super trust.
It's courageous trust.
It's super trust. I'm going to use that. That's fantastic. Yeah. Super trust. And they know each other so well. So they can be completely open, and they know there's this group support in this team. So, you know, because it is the same team, and it's amazing what, you know.
That's why it's so beautiful when you think about how they come into the process, what they do, and then the performance of it. It just keeps coming up again and again when I speak to other artists about how important it is for people to get a look at the artistic process, because it can occur anywhere in the world, anywhere in your world, at your desk job. I mean, but if people are privy to it, it can just blow your socks off how people can be so good to each other.
Yeah, and that's why I think I'm also equally drawn in. Like, it inspires me. Like, if I also see someone else creatively working and figuring it out, and the task making, and it's also the figuring it out and watching it, it really does inspire yourself.
It is. Oh, it is. It's so much fun.
I'm constantly, like, very inspired. I am so fortunate.
I wish you could all see Sarah's eyes when she talks about her work, because it's obvious that you adore it, and it's just your life.
It's
you love it.
It's funny, because I always, people say, you know, what do you do, and whatnot, and I, you know, I tell them, and it really is not a career for me, it's mm-hmm. my life, and
right.
I do say it, and I think that's for most artists, you know.
Right, that's how you do life.
That's how you breathe.
That's what you do.
Yeah, and I'm so lucky to always know what I wanted to do, and yeah, I'm very fortunate. And it makes all the other things, you know, to run a nonprofit, direct a nonprofit, an arts organization in this mm-hmm. country, you know, it makes it all, I think, why you do it.
Right, that kind of is the wind beneath your wings.
Yeah.
And do tell us the website address so that people who want to know where they can come and watch you and where they can make a donation will know what to do.
It's NW for Northwest, nwdanceproject.org. So we're quite a long name, but you punch in Northwest Dance Project anywhere, you'll come up on the web.
And you have performances in June.
We have performances. It's our Calder Summer Splendors show. It's June 9th to the 11th. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe there's something interesting that we actually have. We opened our season with three male choreographers, and we're closing this season, and it's three women choreographers, three mm-hmm. female choreographers. Carla Mann, who is known in the Northwest, brilliant choreographer and very established, and she will be creating a new work on the company, as well as Ing Yua, who is out of New York. She's Chinese-born, and she uses her classical folk contemporary style. She won our Pretty Creatives in 2014, I believe. And our international choreographic competition, mm-hmm. and she's coming back and to create on the company. And so it's going to be quite an interesting dynamic show. And then, yes, I'm on the show trying to pull Virginia Woolf together. Or inspired. I should say inspired. But, yeah, uh-huh. I'm pretty focused on it. And we'll see what we get.
Oh, it's so exciting to hear you talk about your work. It's just a delight.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks
so much for coming to talk to us. And I hope people will go right over to Northwest Dance Project website, check out what's going on, see what you can see there, participate. see how great art is made. Adventures in Artslandia.